Living in a van. For some people, it's something they can't imagine. For others, it's a dream. Today, I'd like to welcome Ailea Oning, who lives in a van, and she will tell us what that's all about. Good morning, Ailea.
Good morning, John.
So, Ailea, you're a photographer at an advertising agency in Columbus, Ohio, and you've been living in a van since May 2017. Why's that?
Back then, I had had this crazy idea of living in a van in my head, and I decided to go for it. And I got a van, and I named her Marta. Some people think it's really cool. They just want to hear more. And a lot of people say, oh, that's amazing, but I could never do anything like that. But there are also people who just don't get it. And they think it's really weird and strange. And they just think that I'm crazy.
How did you start off?
Before I started my van life, I had wanted to buy a home. The rent for my apartment was rising every year, but I just couldn't save enough money and find an affordable place. So I started researching tiny homes, and then I learned about the concept of minimalism, and that really made me think.
So minimalism is kind of, it kind of describes a way of living, and that we just need very few things, right?
Right, and if you don't have so many things, you can save a lot of money. And that's how I could pay back my student loan debt.
Right. So tell us about your van, Marta.
So I started to think about what I needed, you know, like a bed, a sink, or electricity. Then there's a place to store your clothes, and you need hot and cold water, a shower, and a water tank. And you have to plan the build out. And yeah, there's a lot that has to be done.
Were you working alone on this project?
Well, at the beginning, it was just me. So just me and my dog. Now it's me, Brian, his cat, and my dog. One of my concerns when we started dating was our lifestyles. He owned a house in a suburb, which was very different than the lifestyle I had.
So, how did that work out?
Well, Brian is part of the project now. He wanted to be included and he became more interested in it. So at the beginning, it was my dream. Now it is basically our dream. I think it's been good for our relationship. It shows that in our relationship, we are great at teamwork, also great partners.
What about your future? Will you live in a van forever?
I don't know if I want to go back to traditional housing. There's so many annoying things you have to deal with when you have an apartment or a house. I just think that there's a better way to do housing in general. I don't need a house. I don't need something that big. I don't want to pay so much money for it. And I don't need so much. I now have more time to do things I really want to do.
Thanks for that inspiring interview, Ailea.